This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
With tons of camcorders, we send our reporters to places where big news is breaking. And when some new development's not really relevant, we'll make you think it's earth-shaking. And then when the story has lost all its heat, or when public attention has shifted, we'll act like the last 80 hours of bullshit we put you through never existed. We're 24/7, the news junkies heaven forever and ever, amen. Cause no matter how stupid the story we're telling, we'll find the right angle to make it compelling. Spin it until it becomes self-propelling. The sponsors are happy, their products are selling. And though we can be nauseating, we know you need constant updating. What are you debating for? We're what you're waiting for. Tune in, CNN.
Oh, man, I love it. Is that perfect? Apparently, Super D found that. That came out in 2008. How prophetic.
That was prophetic. That was awesome, too. I've never heard that before. Great find, Super Don.
Man, that is amazing. And, you know, the breaking news, I've been talking about fake news today a lot because of the, you know, the whole measles outbreaks or not outbreaks that cause death or not. The Brady Bunch knows better. We talk about the swine flu debacle of 2009. Was it a pandemic level six or not? You know, all of these things. And we see this all converging on the cartoon news network that is CNN today as there are more revelations behind the scenes now, you know, hitting the light of day about all of the fake Russia stories.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, they've literally caught the producer saying that the Russia narrative was nothing but BS, right? I was watching last night on Fox News Channel, and they had an undercover camera, and he admitted that it's pretty much all made up. Isn't that amazing?
This Project Veritas, Super Don, how did they get this audio? We've got it. I want to play some, but how did they smuggle it out? I mean, these were secret recordings.
Project Veritas, and the guy's name that runs that is escaping me at the moment. But he's been well known for doing these undercover videos. He was the one that went undercover, I think, with Planned Parenthood. He was the one that went undercover way back in the day with the people at Acorn, if you remember that, with Barack Obama. And so, yeah, these guys, they have these cameras and these microphones, and they just, you know, work their way into a situation where they can catch these crooks, admitting the truth. And in this case, one of the guys went to CNN and was hanging out with the head chief producer of CNN, talking to him about the whole Trump-Russia debacle, that if you've been following the news, the three people that were behind that story tendered their resignation just the other day because CNN had to retract the story because there was nothing to it.
Well, there's always a political angle, obviously agendas, the partisan divide, but sometimes it falls down to the basics, money and ratings. Give a listen to this.
Then why is CNN constantly like Russia this, Russia that?
Because it's ratings.
Because ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
Did you hear that? TMB, it's about the ratings.
Yeah.
Who's their accounting?
Their ratings are incredible now. Look, it's all part of the same propaganda machine, just like the drug companies are selling you stuff that does not help you and actually hurts you because they're making money on it, right? Mm-hmm. CNN is feeding us lies because they're making money from the advertisers. That's what's driving all this is money. And it's also really an unfair duplicity, I guess, that you have. Because can you imagine, Robert, if it had been Hillary Clinton in office and Fox News
admitted making up
stories about Russia to take Hillary down, it would be over every major news channel. It would be over all of the ABC, CBS, NBC, all of the fake news would be covering it. But you know what? They're not covering this. And it shows that they're not news anymore.
They would be calling for congressional hearings. Don't you know? They would say, we need to bring Fox News executives before us in Congress for talking about these lies they're doing about Hillary Clinton. That's what would be happening now. What about proof? I mean, this is the other aspect of when they make these claims about Russia, the connections, the hacking, Trump was behind it, he was involved in it somehow. Was there any proof? Let's go back to the Project Veritas audio and give a listen to what the CNN insider is revealing.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia shit is just like bullshit.
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any giant proof.
There he is admitting they have no proof. Could be. Could be BS. We don't know, but there's no proof. In the meantime, they play it up like it's real constantly.
Robert, what he just did, he just admitted that they are no longer journalists. They're propagandists.
Mm-hmm.
Because journalists would try to verify, right? It's called vetting the story. But he just admitted they don't have any proof. So they're not journalists at all anymore. CNN's not journalists. They're not journalism. They're propaganda machine. They are the Cartoon News Network, as you mentioned earlier. I agree with that completely.
Yeah, I just remember those that time we all visited with Reggie Black and everybody. We did the CNN tour. I don't remember what I said. You told me I said some stuff that should have got us kicked out.
I remember what you said. So we walk into the CNN studio. This is probably 5 or 6 years down in Atlanta. And we got into one of the newsrooms, and Robert Scott Bell asked the tour guide, is this where you made up the fake news, or is this where you shot the fake stories about the Iraqi war, or something to that effect? And the guy was just astounded. He didn't even know what you were talking about.
He was just a tour guide. Why am I picking on the tour guide? I don't know.
It's funny. It was funny.
I'm so mean. Now, this is going to be rough for the mainstream media, the leftist propagandists, because they're going to have to begrudgingly admit Trump was right. Trump was right all along. Give a listen.
I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
So they made fun of him when he tweeted out this is like a witch hunt, and it turns out he was right.
He was right. And so who's the guy that was speaking there in that clip? He was one of the CNN producers, right?
Higher up producers, I think. Yes.
Is he still there? Did he resign?
Super Don, do you know the answer to that question?
Well, I that's a good question. If he hasn't, he should. Because listen, the three people that were behind the initial story that CNN put out there, that was retracted finally by CNN, those people had to tender the resignations. So here you've got this senior producer, who's saying these things. If he hasn't lost his job, I have to imagine he's going to soon. CNN, could they continue to have egg on their face after what this guy said?
And you look at all of the other stories that they cover, whether they, and especially health stories. And I was the one, I said it last hour, Super Don, and I'm defending my position that 100% of their stories on health and healing are fake. And as I said, it doesn't mean they know they're fake, but they don't have all the information. Now, a lot of it is known to be fake on some level, and we're seeing how fake and how much they are aware of it all the way up to the highest levels. Because even the CEO of CNN, he knows it, and that they want more of it. Give a listen to this, TMB, about Russia. He wants more Russia. The CEO of CNN.
MSNBC, you are fake news.
That's not what I wanted. We played the fake news song. This is what I want.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accords. But we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
The CEO of CNN just applauding the climate coverage, which is also fake news, and then move on to we want more Russia. Go back to Russia. Give us more Russia. So it goes up to the highest levels.
It does. That's unbelievable. And this guy is John Bonifield is the guy that was speaking, one of the CNN supervising producers. And I'm with Super Don. If he hasn't resigned, He should, and if he hasn't been fired, he probably will.
Well, because, you know, you asked, and I'll deliver. Apparently, okay. CNN has put out a statement. They're standing by the guy, even though he got caught.
Really?
And CNN is saying that we stand by our producer, John Bonifield. Diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it and embrace it. Now, here's the thing. You listen to what this guy had to say. Was that really opinion? I mean, he wasn't like, I think that perhaps, maybe. No, he was saying, hey, the rating's great. This is what we're supposed to be doing. We don't have any proof, but we're doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That was an opinion.
I agree, Super Don. That was not a diversity of opinion. That was basically one of their executive producers saying, we're making up a bunch of stuff, and I don't really feel too bad about it because the ratings are great. And CNN apparently wants to keep it up.
Fake news. Fake news, fake news, fake news, Hall of Shame. There's a great article on Natural News, the many times the network has purposefully lied about the Trump administration. Again, this is no longer reporting. We get there's a partisan divide, and it's one thing if you're, you know, you're wearing it on your sleeve. This is your liberal, this is your conservative. You got to slant to the news. But you're making stuff up and you know you're making stuff up, now you've descended into overt propaganda. You can no longer be called a legitimate news organization.
You know what, though? I mean, listen, let's give CNN a little bit of benefit of the doubt just for fun here, right? Okay, so this producer Bonifield, right? He just had a differing opinion. It's not like the CEO of CNN said, hey, let's do this Russia thing, right?
Wait a second.
Wait.
I think we just heard. Yeah, he did.
He did.
No, we can't. There's no benefit of the doubt anymore. CNN is fake news. They should go full on cartoon news network. They do cartoons really well. They got great archived cartoons. Go for it, CNN. Become the 24-hour cartoon news network.
Here's the thing, Robert and Don, in the last administration, look, everybody knows that Obama was not my favorite president, but we gave him kudos when he deserved kudos, when he did the right thing. And I don't remember ever criticizing him with information that we knew was made up. That's just beyond the pale. I wouldn't ever even consider doing that to anybody. And I can't imagine that CNN, as much as they hate Trump, I can't imagine they're making stuff up and parading his news show when they know it's false. That just is beyond the pale to me.
Well, intellectual integrity is not available at CNN. In fact, probably I don't know if they're hiring. They're probably only firing at this point. But if they were hiring and they find out you have intellectual integrity, you don't get the job. And that's true of much of the mainstream media because they're paid to lie for a living at this point. And that's why you tune in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why you go outside the box each and every week with us here. And Ty Bollinger, of course, the truth about cancer. You all should know about that. There'll be the truth about pet cancer coming up in a little while this year as well. We'll talk about that because we do have a pet story. And even more fake news from CNN. They're now bringing a Muppet into the mix. Which one and for what reason? You're going to find out next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-citoserol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMP, RSP, and Super D. Together again, hanging out and going outside the box as we always do. Again, a little fake news action today. We could not do this. We would be probably slapped silly by some who listen to us every time. It's like, how did you not pay attention to CNN stuff? It's too big. You got to cover it. We're covering it. We are. Now, we're kind and loving people, are we not? I think. A little bit?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
We got to think there's got to be something that can salvage the CNN thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's legitimate news to cover out there. I mean, there is a 24-hour news cycle. They don't have to fill it with much because there's a lot to cover. So, recently, there's big news out of the Supreme Court. They upheld a partial... What would you call it? Immigration ban? A visitation
ban?
So, travel ban. Okay, partial travel ban.
No, so, Robert. No, what? Robert. It was a Muslim ban.
Wait, no. The Supreme Court would never approve a Muslim ban. So obviously, that's fake news. Okay? So,
yeah.
So let's back out of the fake news and give CNN a chance to recover here. Right? Because they're going to have to cover this story. We get it. They're probably not going to be favorable to it. But certainly, they're going to get some like high-end number of pundits that actually know what they're talking about related to the partial travel ban, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So who'd they choose?
Well, it's kind of an unfair question since I'm looking at the article. Will you need to tell them?
Yes, tell them who they chose because CNN really redeemed itself here.
They chose Elmo because who can argue with Elmo?
Elmo, of course. Now it's all good. CNN is back to news.
Elmo shared with the world how refugee kids are just like us and that we shouldn't keep them out, that this is unfair.
Yeah, give a listen. We're not making this up.
Elmo, can I just start by asking you, because I know you went to visit a refugee camp in Jordan, right?
Yes.
Back in February?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was really wonderful. Oh, Elmo and Michelle went to Jordan together.
We did.
And it was really wonderful because Elmo got to meet a lot of new friends.
Now, this was hard news. This was not Sesame Street.
This is not Sesame Street.
This is CNN. I thought it was Sesame Street. Wow.
No, this is a CNN thing. And it's like, since when do the kids watch CNN at that age of Elmo, right? They're going to an adult audience here with this.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? Now, what we're going to learn from Elmo in this case is that kids all around the world kind of like to be silly and goofy and play.
And did you find that the Syrian little girls and little boys were a lot like your friends here in America?
Yeah, they really were. It was very interesting because they like to play and learn,
right?
Just like Elmo and all of his friends on Sesame Street.
Wow. Big,
wow.
Heavy news. CNN revealed that kids are kids all over the world.
Total propaganda. Total propaganda. This is just, and this is intended to make anybody that's watching it, including children, think that President Trump's the devil and he hates children because he won't let refugee children in if they're illegal. I mean, it's the bottom line. It's total propaganda.
Well, no, come on. It's Elmo. He is the top pundit to go to. I mean, CNN, who else would they ask these questions about? And well, let's talk about the homeless Syrians here.
I've got a question coming in now for Elmo.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Elmo, let me ask you, was it sad for you to meet little boys and girls who had lost their homes?
Yeah. You know, it was really sad because Elmo's new friends in Jordan told Elmo that they had to leave their homes because it wasn't safe for them to stay. And that made Elmo really sad. And sometimes I'm a little bit scared.
Wow.
A little bit scared.
CNN hard news, they've redeemed themselves after all the fake news.
What a crock. What a loaded question, you know, the way they asked that. It's like, you know, was it sad for you to go into the hospital and see little children with bald heads that were dying of cancer because they listened to what the truth about cancer said and didn't go for chemotherapy? It's like, how do you answer a loaded question like that?
Right. So what's the response, Elmo? What should we all do?
I'm sure. And why do you think, Elmo, that it's important to help other children?
Well, Elmo just thinks it's really important to be kind to people and to treat people the way that you would like to be treated, because it's important to bring joy to everybody.
Oh.
Elmo's a religious scholar now, too. Wow, that's amazing.
Man.
Oh, man. Oh, and by the way, coming up after the break, we'll have Oscar the Grouch on to talk about the OGOP health care bill.
Oh, really? Oscar the Grouch? Okay. Excellent. And where's Grover? Is Grover going to talk about global warming next?
We're going to have Cookie Monster on to talk about the dangers of sugar.
There we go.
All right, real CNN. News. Real news on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just like CNN.
CNN is back. They're back, and they're better than ever. I told them. I said they should become the Cartoon News Network. They listened to me. They went to Sesame Street, brought the Muppets in to report on the Supreme Court ruling about the partial travel ban. Good Lord. What else are we going to do here? Well, let's talk about cannabis and the Trump administration, glyphosate and its carcinogenic realities in California, and finally, why are pets in the United States fatter than pets anywhere else in the world?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger. Going outside the box each and every week here. Archives available all over planet Earth right here at GCN, our broadcast syndicator in radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, our listeners over in the United Kingdom. We love you. And around the world, as well as on SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. Download them, listen to them, share them. A lot of empowering information that you'll get, including today, as we've been able to help you see through the fake news, even beyond the CNN cartoon network that they are, which was a lot of fun, by the way, covering it. I'm just still shaking my head, TMB. It's like, really? They chose Elmo. They went with Elmo.
It's so bizarre to me that you actually have grown people with college degrees that watch that, and they can still continue watching CNN after this has been, you know, released to the world. I don't understand that. It's like there's this mental disconnect from people that are otherwise seemingly intelligent to where they just jettison logic. They're like, well, I don't care if they've been making up news. I'm going to watch them anyway because Trump's a murderer. You know, right. I mean, it's like, where's the logic in that?
Well, maybe they were going after a new demographic for advertisements like Play School and like, I don't know, what are the things? I mean, why would they bring Elmo on? I just, like I said, it smacks of it. I don't know who's behind CNN anymore. Ted Turner's long gone.
Do you remember last year? I just thought of this. Do you remember the Surgeon General that came on when they were pushing vaccines and he came on with Elmo too?
Murphy, that's right. That's right. So, you know what? We got a cartoon government under the Obama administration at the time. You're right. You had Murphy, you had Elmo. So the point is CNN and the government, not all that different.
No, they're all pretty much owned by the same people.
Well, we hope that the Trump administration continues to shake things up and do some things a little bit differently. You know, and we're intellectually honest enough to say when we like what Trump's doing, and if we don't, we say that as well. And some of his advisors are trying to reach out to him on one particular issue, which means you know what time it is.
Prostitutes on the left hand side. Prostitutes on the left hand side. It's a
is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Cannabis update time, TMB, and you know this guy Roger Stone?
I've heard of him. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I think he's a close confidant to President Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and he obviously, I believe he's on the conservative side of things. Correct me if I'm wrong, TMB.
He is.
He's trying to counsel Trump and saying, "Hey, Donald, President Trump, you really need to back off on the cannabis thing, legalize it all the way through." So he's formed a new lobbyist group to reach out to Trump and maybe impact him in an area that, you know, he when he ran, I think he said, you know, the states have the control over it. Of course, there have been some mixed messages coming out of his administration with the AG Sessions on the issue. I don't think that they'll have enough of the public behind them. It's a wasted effort if they really think they're going to go restart the war on weed.
No, I think it's a wasted effort as well. It is interesting to see that Roger Stone, who is a staunch conservative, you know, trying to get the Republicans and the progressives and the libertarians and the liberals all together to legalize cannabis. I was just speaking to somebody within the last couple of days about that, and it's interesting that, you know, you think of cannabis as being kind of a substance that the Democrats would be for legalizing because they're liberals and the conservatives would be against. But we're starting to see a lot of conservatives come out and say that we need to legalize this plant. I think that a lot of conservatives have undergone serious brainwashing when growing up and going to church, which I did, thinking that cannabis was the devil's weed and there was no, you know, didn't even know about the medicinal benefits for it. But the jury is not still out. The jury has already decided. Cannabis is an extremely healing plant. I was in Colorado last week, and I got a chance to interview Dr. Robert Silver, who's a veterinarian, Dr. Gary Richter, another veterinarian, and some other people. And these two vets are using cannabis to treat dogs and other pets with cancer very successfully, by the way.
Yeah, the animals are taken to this plant as they always have. It's only the mind of man and his arrogance that tries to outcreate the creator, which can't be done. It can only destroy ourselves by doing so. And recognizing that this plant is a gift from the creator for all of us to use. And of course, everybody's got a different perspective and need about it. Not everybody uses it the same way or needs it the same way. But my gosh, to ban it for everybody, that's a crime against creation.
It is. It is. And, you know, one of the interesting things about going to Colorado last week, I went into one of the dispensaries because I just wanted to see, well, what's it like? Mm-hmm. Because it's legal there, not just for medicinal purposes, but for recreational as well. So anybody can go in and buy whatever they want. And I went in there and I was amazed. I mean, it was they had like 30 or 40 different types of cannabis in bottles. Kind of like you would put candy, right? But it was different types of cannabis, and they had different strains. And I got the guy to try to explain to me the different strains and what's good for this and what's good for that. And, you know, the funny thing is, Robert and Super Don, I didn't get killed or raped or I didn't get assaulted or didn't get robbed or anything. There was no violent crimes going on at all there. It was the craziest thing.
Wow. Again, you know, a bunch of stoners got together and had a fight, but wait, no one got up off the couch. So it was
they
all
forgot
right.
They were fighting. They right. forgot they were in a fight.
I was like, well, no, it does, that's not worth it. Anyway, I mean, this is a fascinating thing to see. Again, this is crossing all the political lines, so you don't have a stereotype conservative necessarily, although Sessions goes old school and his perspective on cannabis is going back decades, and he's either not willing to be informed or hasn't been informed on the issue. But remember, Trump promised to uphold states' rights to legalize cannabis. And Stone said that gave President a slight edge in winning the election. He really feels that there was a swell of people maybe on the left or in the middle that was a defining issue for them as well, to say if Trump's not going after the states, then okay, we can roll with that because we don't like Hillary.
Yep, and I think that Trump did run on that, and he needs to come through on his promise.
Yeah,
absolutely. that's what he promised, and so he needs to come through on it, because the reality is this should be a states' rights issue, and if one state legalizes it, like Colorado, and another state has it illegal, well then you should have the right to go to the state that's legalized if you need it, especially for medicinal purposes, right? Because
exactly.
See, people are just so brainwashed into thinking that if you're in favor of legalizing cannabis that you must be a stoner, and the reality is that's only one of 25,000 uses for this amazing plant that God put on earth, and most of the uses are medicinal, and there's also industrial uses for the plant, but the reality is that's just an unfair characterization to say if you're for making cannabis legal that you must be somehow a drug addict or a stoner, because
right.
there's a lot of things that you can use that plant for that have nothing to do with psychotropic effects on the brain.
Right. So I want to expand our discussion, because the Netherlands, the place where I was going there in as a teenager, right, to Europe, and I noticed that cannabis was available. You go to these mm-hmm. coffee shops. So it's not like the Netherlands has fallen off of the face of the earth. They've been at it for all those decades now, I guess. And mm-hmm. we've got this big event in Curacao that I'm going to in September. And Rudolph DeWitt, who I've just connected with through Skype, invited me along with
uh-huh.
And is it legal there? I don't know. Curacao is a Netherlands protectorate.
No, it's not. Cannabis is illegal in Curacao.
Okay, so they didn't catch on to the Netherlands thing. Maybe it'll be slow to get there, but curious about that. So we have got to continue putting this word out for folks that there is a legitimate way and reason and utilization for it. We wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. We're only learning more about its amazing ability to relieve people's suffering, ease their pain, get them off of opiates, opioid addiction as well. I'm hard-pressed to find any reason to be against it.
Well, there's no reason to be against it. The reason that we're against it is because we've been brainwashed and propagandized from the day we were born to think that this is a plant that there's only one use for, and that's getting stoned so that you can, become an axe murderer or do some violent crimes, and that's not the reality. The reality is that it's a medicinal plant that was put here by God, I believe, to help us to be healthy and to treat a whole host of diseases. I was talking to one of those vets last week, and they said that they were having people that were having to travel in from out of state to treat their pets because they couldn't even get access to medicinal cannabis for their pets.
Right.
And so they got pets with cancer from other states having to drive, thousands of miles, dozens of hours to get to these people's, these veterinarians' right. offices so that they can treat their dog.
Yeah,
and the dog's not going to smoke it and get stoned. The dog needs medicine, and it's not available because of these legislators with their head up Uranus, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's extra cruel because most of these pets don't have driver's licenses to carry them across the states to get the cannabis they need. So they have to rely on their owners.
There are no placebo effects with pets, right?
Right?
So if you have a pet that you're using cannabis oil with or whatever that has cancer or that is having seizures or whatever it might be, and then they stop, there's no placebo effect. They don't know what they're taking. Mm-hmm. So it must be working.
Yeah. Another area of propagandizing for many decades now is the, chemical industry, for lack of a better term, whether it be the DuPonts of the world, the Monsantos of the world, etc., better living through chemistry of the 20th century. Of course, this was synthetic chemistry, toxic poisons added to the environment, and even in minute amounts, could be carcinogenic. The state of California, the first state in the nation to acknowledge that with Roundup, glyphosate, that weed killer, and of course, Monsanto's got its panties in a bunch over this big time, but it's finally happening. The one thing California has done really good in a long time.
And what's that, Robert? I'm trying to find the article.
Yeah, they acknowledge, and they're making the list.
Oh,
for glyphosate as a carcinogen, a known carcinogen in the state of California.
Oh, it's a known carcinogen. Okay, because I know that it was, I think, last year that the World Health Organization declared it to be a probable carcinogen. So now they're saying it is.
Yeah, California, it's listed as a known, and, you know, just the potential for it, it has to be listed on the label. It has to have a warning. Okay. That was the Prop 51 thing out in California all those years ago. And it's really, it's a struggle because, you know, Monsanto has never met a state like California that would put them on the list because they were able to buy everybody out. And in this way, the California liberals, even though they're for poisoning children via injection and vaccines, apparently they're not backing down yet, at least, on Monsanto's attempts to squash this mandate for labeling of that weed killer as being a carcinogen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what does that tell you, Robert? If it's a known carcinogen in California, is it just a probable carcinogen anywhere else?
Yeah, that's
or is it a known carcinogen, period?
That's the PR problem that Monsanto has. Of course, they're part of the fake news agenda. They trot out biased scientists and say there's consensus, and then anybody who opposes them, they try to trash them. You know, and these are the things that we'll talk about from time to time here in breaking through the fake news cycle. So much propaganda on causes for cancer, and yet they will also propagandize against TMB and the truth about cancer because there are doctors and scientists who have a divergent opinion and view based on the science even that there are ways to reverse cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. And we got more about that specifically for pets after the break. Is Sparky carrying a little too much around the middle? We'll talk about why that might be as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, I got it now. TMB, yeah, I just did it. TheTruthAboutCancerLive.com. TheTruthAboutCancerLive.com. And I got there, and there it was, the big event of the year, and October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida. The Truth About Cancer, TMB, you and Charlene. And you, are you going to have me MC a bit, too, again this time?
Yes, we are. It'll be my lovely wife, myself, and you are in the three different rooms, emceeing or announcing for every person that comes up. We'll probably do a little bit of rotating, but it's going to be fun, brother.
Oh man, I'm so grateful to be able to do that with you. The lives that were transformed last year at this event, the people that came together that we got to meet for the first time, and it's happening again, and it's a oh, man, an incredible lineup. You got to go to thetruthaboutcancerlive.com. Tickets are going to go fast, folks, and it's an easy trip to Orlando from wherever you are on planet Earth. It's one of those destinations, and guess what? October, that time of the year, low season. Good deals. People aren't typically going at that point. It's the shoulder season. A lot of reasons to head down to Orlando, but the number one reason is The Truth About Cancer Live.
Going to be fun, man. We're really looking forward to it. Last year's conference in Dallas was amazing. I think this one's going to kick it up a notch over that one, if it's even possible, because that was a really good conference. But we're thinking this is going to be just an amazing weekend for people.
Very exciting. So we'll keep you informed on that. I know some folks coming from all over the world already to attend, and very excited about it. So everybody notch that calendar, put it in there, and plan to attend. Don't be left out by waiting. All right, so we got a pet cancer event coming up. Truth About Cancer for Pets, right? That's going to be the next docuseries online.
Yeah, we're aiming to release it by the time we have the live symposium, The Truth About Pet Cancer, yes.
Very exciting. So this article is rather interesting, and I think there'll be some folks to address that, because a lot of times you'll hear in the mainstream media obesity linked to cancer, and they always talk about humans. But what about what about our pets? Turns out United States pets are getting fatter, just like the people. Are they eating the same stuff? What's going on?
Well, a lot of them are eating the same stuff, but even if they're not eating the same stuff that we're eating, they're eating kibble that's mostly carbohydrates and made of things that they shouldn't be eating. Mm-hmm. You know, animals in the wild, specifically dogs, you know, wolves, coyotes, they don't eat grains like wheat or corn or rice. They eat meat, and they'll gnaw on some herbs, and they'll eat a few vegetables at times. But the most of the kibbles are upwards of 70 to 80% carbohydrates, and so I think pets are getting fat because they're eating things they shouldn't be eating. Namely, they should be eating more protein and fat and less carbohydrates. But the kibble is exactly opposite of that.
Yeah, remember they're targeting in on the vital organs, cats and dogs when they kill in the wild, right? They're going for it. Muscle meat isn't even their highest priority, although that's part of it. So the idea here is the mineral-rich parts of these animals that are not being fed, by and large, by the veterinary-chosen foods. You know, and I've talked to vets, and you're going to be interviewing our good friend Marlene Siegel from Pasco Vet, and she's connected us with this concept of a species-appropriate diet. It's like, who would have thunk it, right? The moment of death, species-appropriate diet. How come all of the top-level manufacturers of pet foods don't get that? You know, you have to go to these smaller artisans to figure this thing out.
I was one of the vets that I interviewed last week over in Colorado. He said that he was talking to a vet, and he said that when they said this, that he totally lost respect for him, that they told him that animals should not be eating raw meat or fresh food. They should be eating kibble.
What?
Yeah, and that's animals would be healthier if they just eat kibble and get off all this raw, fresh food nonsense and go straight to kibble. And at that point, he said, I realized they did not know what they're talking about.
Well, they have a veterinary degree, and that just explains the intelligence quotient or factors associated with going through medical school doesn't mean you're actually smart. It means you can remember stuff that you're programmed to remember.
Yeah, and just like the medical doctors that don't learn anything about nutrition in medical school, all the vets that I've talked to said they learned nothing about pet nutrition when they were in veterinary school.
Mm. Well, we're going to get Dr. Siegel on to talk about some of these issues as well in run up to the truth about cancer for pets. And I'm very, very excited that you're doing that because these animals, man, too many of them are being hammered through over vaccination, over drugging them, and of course, giving them the wrong kind of food.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's going to be, you know, the pet cancer series is going to be very interesting because people love their pets. And, you got people that don't have children in the house anymore. That's just them. And the pet is like their family. And I think it's going to really help a lot of people to keep their pets healthy.
All right. Well, big announcements next week with TMB as we're heading, into the holiday week, Independence Day week, which we love. Independence Day, my favorite holiday. I wish people really knew what it celebrates. We'll remind you. I'll have Michael Bednarik on for that. TMB, Super D, thank you so much for all that you do for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Please tell them what they need to know.
Thank you, RSB. People need to remember the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.